I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 16th. Quincy Asian Resources says their virtual Lunar New Year celebration, held yesterday, was a huge success. The 33rd annual celebration was forced online this year due to the pandemic. However, the two-hour event featured entertainment, cooking demonstrations, and special features, including how the organization is providing 1 million meals to people in need during the pandemic. This year's celebration marked the start of the Year of the Ox. Former Quincy City Clerk and current Norfolk County Commissioner Joe Shea of Quincy is back home after being hospitalized with COVID-19. Shea spent about a week at Mass General Hospital after contracting the virus. He said he's happy to be back home and eager to get back to work. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch also recently recovered from COVID-19 but was not hospitalized. The Quincy City Council and School Committee will meet in person in a joint session tonight to fill a vacant seat on the school committee. The socially distanced meeting will be held in the cafeteria of Quincy High School at 6:30 and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9 and streamed on our website. The meeting is to fill the vacancy created when Anthony Andronico stepped down after being appointed Ward 2 City Councilor to replace Brad Kroll, who resigned. Former school committee candidate Courtney Perdios is expected to be appointed to fill out the remainder of Andronico's term, which expires at the end of the year. The American Red Cross will be holding a community blood drive tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. at One Enterprise Drive at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. A second blood drive is scheduled for February 22nd from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. You can make an appointment at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed by one day this week due to the President's Day holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 16th.